For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. More than 1,800 children in Kentucky are in state custody due to no fault of their own. Their biological parents have failed them in some way. As children come into foster care, they depend on the kindness of strangers to invite them into their home. We have some guests in our studio who are former foster and now adoptive parents. Denise Lambrianu is with the Family Enrichment Center in Bowling Green and the mother of four adopted children. We also have Bonnie Wilkham of Glasgow and her 22-year-old adopted daughter. Thank you all for being here.
You're welcome.
Denise, part of your job is working with foster parents.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's always a need for more. Talk about why that is.
Unfortunately, you know, foster care isn't something that just kind of goes away. With the economy the way it is right now, parents are sometimes having to make decisions they wouldn't normally make. So sometimes children are removed, you know, for a variety of reasons. But, you know, there's always a need, especially for families that are willing to take older children.
And that's a big issue. A lot of younger couples want the babies and the toddlers.
Right.
But for some older couples, you know, they're over the bottles and the diaper changes and the potty training. They want the older kids.
Right, right. You know, older children, they're just like the little ones. I mean, they come with their set of firsts, you know, first time they drive, first time they go on a date, graduations, you know, all those big firsts that they get, that you even get with a little child.
And a lot of empty nesters take in mm-hmm. the older children as well.
Oh, definitely.
I did a report earlier this year and interviewed a Warren County family who both were retirees. They estimated they had over 200 children to stay in their home, some for days, others, you know, for years. And it's just amazing that many people could mm-hmm. come through one home.
It is. I mean, I don't think, unless you're kind of in that world, you really don't see how many children do come into care. You know, some weeks the cabinet will have just very few children come into care, and then there'll be some weeks they may get, well, you know, perfect example, last year, you know, there were 19 kids that came into care one day.
Of course, with any children, there are challenges.
Right.
Foster children have their particular mm-hmm. set of challenges, mm-hmm. like maybe behavioral issues
right.
or
right.
developmental delays, etc. But mm-hmm. that's with any kid.
Whether they're your biological child or not, you don't know what the future holds or what's going to be in their future. So, like you said, you know, some of them haven't had the discipline because they haven't had a parent that has been a constant in their life. So they don't know boundaries or they don't know what consistency is. And so that's where foster parents, you know, and adoptive parents come in. They teach them those boundaries and what it means to be in a stable home.
I want to turn to somebody who should be a foster parent expert by this point. Bonnie Wilkham, been fostering kids for more than 30 years. Bonnie is here with her adopted daughter, Regina, who's 22. And Regina was living with Bonnie and her husband 2 years before being adopted by them. Bonnie, what's the experience been like?
Well, for us, we were being foster parents for so long and decided that we probably weren't going to be adopting anymore. You know, all of a sudden, God says, oh, yeah, you will. And he brought Regina into our lives, and because we're older, and we're thinking, gosh, I don't know if I want to do this when I'm 60. And she has been an absolute blessing to us. We've been a blessing to each other.
Now, Regina, you were 7 when you came into foster care. You're 22 now. What's that been like for you?
Well, it's like I have a family who cared and loved me and support my wishes and wills and all that stuff. Throughout my years, I thought I'd never been past a parent who loved me and support my life and helped me to educate my disability and all that. Even though I couldn't walk or communicate, and they helped me to do this and have therapy 3-4 times a week. If it wasn't for my mother, I would not be here right now. I'd not be talking or communicating or walking or saying words that I said today.
And besides Regina, Bonnie, you've adopted 2 other children.
We have, and we had 1 years and years ago. We got her when she was 2 months old. That's when we were still, you know, thinking the diaper age was great. Then we adopted another girl. She ended up going back to her birth mother, but it was all good. It was a transition. It's what she was ready for, and we were all comfortable with that. But bottom line is, be open, and there's help out there, there's support out there, and it's a blessing. We've never looked back.
Yeah, some foster families say, as hard as it is to let go of children that have come into their home, it's also rewarding to see their biological parents get their act together, so to speak, and be able to get their children back.
Exactly. And that's what fostering is. We are helping that transition. We're working together. And that's what everybody would love to see. But if it doesn't happen, then it's wonderful to have adoptive parents out there waiting to say, here's ours.
And Denise, is it the case when a family becomes a foster family, you know, 9 times out of 10, if a child is not able to be reunited with their birth family, that foster family goes ahead and adopts them?
Yeah, because, you know, the child's already become a part of your family. You've already bonded with the child. You know, I know, like with my kids, when my two oldest ones weren't able to go back home, and that was their goal, to go back home, one of the things we asked them is if they would keep us instead of us keep them, because we wanted them to keep us because we had fallen in love with them.
Yeah, with us, we had no intention of adopting. She was in our home as foster, but they wiggle right into your heart.
So, Denise, just in the final minute or so we have mm-hmm. here, talk about who can become a foster parent and how they go about that.
Well, in the state of Kentucky, you have to complete what's called MAP classes, which is the Model Approach to Partnership and Parenting. It's about an 11-week class series. It sounds like a long time, but it goes by really fast. Persons that can, you know, foster and or adopt, the requirements are the same. You can be single, you can be married, divorced, widowed. So you go through that, and, you know, you work with the classes teach you how to work with the child that's coming into care, because it is a little bit different than just your normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill kids. You know, a lot of these kids are coming from traumatic situations, and you need to know and understand what they're coming from. And so, you know, once that's completed, you go through your home study. And all this is free, you know, all the background checks, all the reference checks that you have to go through. About the only cost for the family is your physical that they want you to have from a doctor. One of the great things that a lot of people don't know, that when you adopt a child from foster care, if they qualify for what's called the Special Needs Adoption Program, which is a huge umbrella of what special needs is, the state of Kentucky usually pays up to about $1,000 in court costs. Well, here locally, attorneys love to do these types of adoptions. They love to see these families, you know, these children find that forever place. So they don't go over $1,000. So really, your adoption cost you nothing. And it's always a great day in court. I don't think you can go to one of these hearings and not leave without tissues. I mean, you just can't.
Bonnie Wilcombe and Denise Lambriano, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
If you missed part of the interview or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived on our website at wkyufm.org. I'm Lisa Autry.